1060 KGFX, and time now for People in Your Neighborhood.
Are the people in your neighborhood the people that you meet each day?
People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by May Adam, and we have, well, we have probably the most spirited group in here we've had since the Lutheran Memorial Lutefisk Singers. And we have our folks in here from Guns N' Hoses, along with Abby Arneson, too. And Abby, we're going to let these guys talk a little bit. We've got members from the fire department. We've got members from law enforcement. And how many divisions of law enforcement do we have here?
One.
Well,
they have a hard time counting.
They do. five different divisions. And those divisions include?
U.S. Marshals.
U.S. Marshals, okay.
Okay. Peer Police Department.
Okay.
South Dakota Highway Patrol.
All right.
Stanley County Sheriff's Office.
And that would be five. Okay. They got it all, and they were not meek about it at all. And then let's talk. Okay, so we have members here from both Peer and Fort Peer Fire Department?
Yes.
Okay, all right. So we have the Guns N' Hoses Blood Drive, Tyler Wilcox Memorial Blood Drive, 19 years? 19 years for this going on, and I tell you what, it's a great cause, and you guys make it fun. And last year, who won?
The Guns.
The Guns won last year, and to the fire department, what happened last year?
We let them win.
Oh, you did? Because it had been so many times that you'd won before?
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Who won the year before that?
Fire, wasn't it?
The Guns.
No.
So that's why it's going to come back.
Abby, you're going to have to keep record of this a little bit better.
I know.
There's fake news that's circulating in the room right now.
I always tell them I'm neutral, though.
You are. Yeah. You absolutely. And Abby does a great job of corralling this bunch. And I tell you what, so the blood drive is going to be starting up when?
Today,
right? And we're going to be in Fort Peer. And what time does it start?
Today at noon at the fire hall.
Okay, today at noon at the fire hall. We're going to be doing this over in Fort Peer. And our goal this year is how many units? 515. How many did we have last year?
434.
So it's a healthy increase, and but
tell them why we want 515.
You know, the significance of 515 is that's number 5 was Tyler Wilcox's hockey jersey.
Okay.
And 15 was his Stanley County football number. So we kind of said, hey, let's do 515, and it's just kind of a good milestone and stuff if we hit it.
So that's why we're going for 515 this year. So we've got 515, and of course we are going to have this crew there. You guys are going to be manning this all the time, right?
Yes, we will be. There'll be members from law enforcement and fire department there to at the doors to greet you and try to solicit your vote to one side or the other.
Guns. No, we've had 19 years. Is there any shady tactics that the other sides are using?
We just don't talk about it on the air.
Oh, you can't? Why, because you don't want to give your hand away? Or?
Well, they know. But
they know, okay.
Yeah. Oh, I think you guys know. Our cars are being towed as we speak, so...
we have, like I said, a very spirited group here. We've got so many of them in the studio that you know, Mike's just kind of sitting up there, and we're just trying to, hopefully everybody's hearing what we're talking about here. So, Abby, we're going to go ahead and have you talk a little bit more about LifeServe and stuff like that. And LifeServe is the only blood service that we have where the blood is going to really stay in the area, right?
It is. You know, we have, it's really fantastic because LifeServe is the sole provider to St. Mary's and basically in this area. And so the blood, and we all talked about it last night when we were setting up, is your communities have been through so much this year, and the hits keep coming. And like Joe said, and he can talk about it, he sees firsthand as a paramedic that it's the blood that's on the shelf that helps save lives. And so when people ask me, what blood type do you need the most? Yes, we need O negative, but truly, it doesn't matter. You don't know the person's blood type when they're in an accident, and or in Tyler's case, the ongoing cancer treatment. And so you need blood on the shelf, and that is what this blood drive does, is it provides blood to not only here, but the area, South Dakota, and we're taking care of patients through the holidays.
Through the holidays, and it's as Jody was talking too. I mean, this stuff is it doesn't have an unlimited shelf life either. So
it doesn't. So red blood cells, they're good for 42 days,
right?
And that's our most transfused product. And so, like Joe, you can talk about what you see when you're.
You know, well, seeing the good use of the blood, you know, it's no surprise we've been inundated with severe tragedies in our community. And in one of the incidents, we were giving a massive amount of blood, and I had about a millisecond to look up as we were transfusing blood, and I looked at the bag, and I get to see how it's collected, and it's how it's used, and I got a chance to look at the bag and just say thank you. To everybody out there that comes in and donates, you know, we do thank you on both ends, because it does take a lot of work to get that unit of blood to rapidly transfuse to try to save, you know, people's lives. So thank you from the bottom of our heart on both sides of the fence to come in and donate, because it does get used and it's much appreciated in that event of tragedies. But back to the cheery good side. Boo, police, boo.
Yeah. Well, and this is the nice thing,
you know,
too, because this is one of the few times that all of you can be in one place and be high spirited about it and joking about it. There's nothing bad going on. Normally, when you get involved with the U.S. Marshals and the sheriff's office and stuff like that, and the fire department's all there, it's typically a bad thing.
Well, typically it's a bad thing. You know, last night we were all together and I was rubbing their bellies because they ate too much and they cried a little. But we're comforting too, you know. Yeah. It's not always against them, but because you know, their tummies hurt and, you know.
Joe, if I forgot who you are, I remember now. I do. So, yeah. So I believe Joe was doing this exact same thing last year. Do we have any representatives from the police department that give it back to Joe?
Oh,
every
never.
Day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, we
Steve gives three. It back. Steve just is in.
We are always taking the higher road. And, you know, we take on his guff pretty lightheartedly.
Yeah.
And never give it back.
Never give it back. Well, I tell you what, it's always fun to get there. And again, today it's going to be starting at noon, right?
Yeah,
at the fire hall in Fort Pierre.
Till 5:30, and then tomorrow we switch over to Pierre at Faith Lutheran Church, 12 to 5:30, and then Friday we are also there, and we start at 8:00.
8:00, yeah. Yep. 8:00.
Till 1:30.
And we're going to have the Dakota Cruises there. We're going to be talking about this thing. We're going to be talking to Abby. We're going to be talking to Joe. We're going to be talking to these folks, right?
Absolutely.
And we're
all
gonna,
day long.
And we want people
to
there.
Show up.
And you can't use weather, because we've had some iffy weather in the past, but not today.
No, gorgeous.
It's going to be gorgeous. There is absolutely no reason that people can't do this. And we're going to do 5:15.
I hope so. And people, you can be a walk-in. You can go to lifeservebloodcenter.org and you put in Fort Pierre or Pierre or the zip code, and you can make an appointment, or you can just be a walk-in today. Last I checked last night, we still had like 100 open appointment slots today.
Okay.
So there's plenty of staff, plenty of appointments, plenty of food.
And you bring staff in for this from
all over
the place.
It's pretty
and
exciting.
They want to be here.
They do. They have fun. So they're coming from Aberdeen, Mitchell, Yankton, Sioux City, and then we have leadership coming from Des Moines even. So it's really fun.
Yeah.
It's fun, and we do it upright.
Yeah, it is. And it is a lot of fun, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And being a walk-in, last year it was a spur-of-the-moment thing where I said, well, I'll just do it. And then the next thing I know, I'm on a fast track to the table. I mean, I was amazed how fast it went. And I've got my card in my wallet today, so I'm ready to go.
Thanks for being a lifesaver.
Yeah, no problem. And I don't know if I'm going to do it today, but we'll do it sometime over the next three days.
I was going to say, you've got, and that's the one thing that I love, is that if you can't make it today to Fort Pierre, come on Thursday, come on Friday. So plenty of opportunities.
Yep, and let's see.
And you get to see Joe.
You do get to see Joe, and I don't know.
It's just fun. And
yeah, it is.
There's a lot of fun banter.
Yeah.
But all joking aside, the bottom line is we are helping patients.
Yep. Is Jerry going to be there for this?
Yeah.
She
was there last night.
She is. I mean, she's
amazing.
an unstoppable force herself.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so we've got all of that going on. And again, Guns N' Hoses, the Tyler Wilcox Memorial Blood Drive, been going on for 19 years. And it's going to be today and in Fort Pierre at the Fire Hall. And then the next 2 days after that, Thursday and Friday, going to be at Faith Lutheran Church in Pierre.
Yes.
So, okay.
We'll see you there.
Did I miss anything?
Just remember, the winners are those that need the blood in the end.
So absolutely.
We might have the friendly banter, law versus fire, but the winners are the ones that need it in the end, at the, you know, the cancer patients, the accident victims, the whatever. So.
All right. Okay. You can't say anything better than that. So we are happy to have them in here once again. We're going to be broadcasting there over the course of the next 3 days, today, tomorrow, and then on Friday as well, telling you about the Tyler Wilcox Memorial Blood Drive, Guns N' Hoses going on once again, 19 years for this, and keep listening for more details. It's been People in Your Neighborhood, and it's been brought to you by May Adam.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. Their skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, and personal injury. They're able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm in Pierre, since 1881.
Early order discounts are here, but they won't last long. Our knowledgeable agronomists at CHS River Plains can assist you in selecting the right seed and genetics.